The family's first Christmas. It was Christmas Eve.
The Christmas tree is beautiful.
You sure picked out a nice tree, Puppy.
It is a beautiful tree, isn't it? Clover, you made some really nice decorations.
Thanks, Puppy. The star was the most fun.
I never knew Christmas could be this much fun. I never celebrated Christmas living by myself.
Our family celebrated Christmas, but it wasn't like this.
How was it different, Clover?
My family fought and yelled more than usual. No one went to Christmas Eve service. I didn't even know there was one.
I'm sorry, Clover.
I was always glad when Christmas was over.
I hope this year is better for you.
Oh, it already is. I can't wait to give you your presents. Can't I give them to you tonight?
You just have to wait till tomorrow, Clover. It's not much longer.
Do you know what I like?
What, Puppy?
I like the smell of food cooking.
I do like baking special foods for Christmas.
I like eating the food. And I like patting the Christmas tree. It feels so nice and soft.
And it smells good.
It's nearly time for you to read your Bibles and go to bed.
Soft Spot, can we stay up a little longer and just sit and look at the Christmas tree?
Just a little longer.
Sure. Christmas Eve is a special time.
Thanks, Soft Spot.
A sleepy Puppy and Clover finally crawled into bed and snuggled together for a good night's sleep. Soft Spot went to bed soon after. Clover woke up before Puppy the next morning. She was so excited she couldn't stay still, and soon Puppy was awake. Puppy woke up more slowly than Clover.
Puppy, you awake? You think we can open our presents soon? Is Soft Spot up?
Oh, soon, Clover, soon. I think just as soon as Soft Spot is done meeting with God. Here she is now.
You're both up early.
Clover can't wait to open the presents.
I just can't wait any longer.
All right, Clover. Which present do you want to open first?
I don't want to open one. I want to give you both your presents.
Oh, Clover. Go ahead.
This one is for you, Soft Spot.
Soft Spot carefully opened her present.
Oh, Clover, it's beautiful. Thank you.
Soft Spot gave Clover a big hug.
My favorite Bible verse. And it's written out in pretty colors and with a pretty design all around it. I can't wait to hang it up. Thank you, Clover.
You really like it? I'm glad. Puppy, here's your present.
Thanks, Clover.
Puppy was excited and scared. He had never received presents before.
Oh, Clover, a kite. I've always wanted one. Did you make it, Clover?
Soft Spot helped me.
Thanks, Clover. I love it.
Now I have a gift for you, Clover. Here.
What is it? It's so big.
Open it.
Oh, Soft Spot. It's a quilt with pictures of Clover on it. Oh, it's so beautiful and soft and warm. I love it. Thank you, Soft Spot.
I thought you'd like the Clover print. I've been working on it when you were in school.
You made it? It's wonderful, Soft Spot.
Now here's your gift, Puppy.
Puppy opened his present and found a stuffed animal that looked just like him. The stuffed puppy had a jersey on that said, "God made you special." Puppy first looked shocked, and then surprised, and then like he might cry.
Do you like him, Puppy?
Puppy hugged the stuffed puppy to himself and cried and cried. Soft Spot and Clover gathered around Puppy and patted him till his crying stopped.
We love you, Puppy.
We sure think you're special, Puppy.
And so does God. He made you very special.
Puppy started crying all over again. Clover and Soft Spot sat with Puppy and patted him. When his crying stopped, he tried to talk.
I have never been loved like this before. It's overwhelming to think that you love me and that God made me special. I feel so unworthy.
Everyone is unworthy, puppy.
They are?
Yes, because everyone has done things that God would not want them to do. No one is perfect.
Then how can God love us?
Because God loved us, he sent his son Jesus to take the punishment for the things we do wrong, our sins. If we believe this and ask God to forgive us, he will.
God forgives me?
If you tell him you're sorry and ask him to forgive you.
Okay. Dear God, I'm sorry for the times I have not done what you wanted me to do. Please forgive me. Amen.
Now you are forgiven, puppy.
How wonderful. I want to give you your presents now. Here, Clover.
Two things?
Two little things.
What is it, puppy?
It's a jar of bubbles. You take the wand and dip it in the water and blow, and then you have bubbles. Try it.
And Clover tried it.
See the big bubble you're getting, Clover?
Oh, it's wonderful. Look at all the different colors it is in the sunshine. Oh, it popped.
That's all right. You can blow more. See, you have lots more. Now open your other present.
Oh, a jar of clover honey. Thank you, puppy. I love my gifts.
You're welcome. Soft Spot, here's your gift.
Thanks, puppy. Oh, look, some beautiful pot holders. Thank you, puppy. Did you make them?
I made them in school. You're always cooking, and I didn't want you to burn your paw again. Your pot holders are getting rather thin.
Thank you, puppy. I love them. What a nice Christmas we're having. I wonder if my mother can see us from heaven. They must be having a wonderful celebration in heaven today.
Puppy, Clover, and Soft Spot had a wonderful Christmas day. They had a delicious dinner and sang Christmas carols and read the Christmas story from the Bible.
My new family is so different from my old one. I never knew a happy Christmas before today.
Only time and Jesus can heal the hurt of the past. Jesus loves you, Clover. He's right beside you, holding and comforting you.
They sat quietly together for a long while. Then Soft Spot said,
"It's time for you to go off to bed. You settle into the cradle, and I'll tuck you in with Clover's new quilt."
Soft Spot tucked them in and went to bed with thoughts of her mother in heaven and a little sadness of missing her, but with a grateful and glad heart for her new family. It had been a wonderful and precious Christmas.